This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke to Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday and strongly condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam. During the telephonic conversation, Mr. Putin conveyed his deepest condolences on the loss of innocent lives and expressed full support to India in the fight against terrorism. He emphasized that the perpetrators of the heinous attack and their supporters must be brought to justice. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, both leaders reiterated their commitment to further deepen the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi conveyed greetings to President Putin on the celebration of the 80th anniversary of Victory Day and invited him for the annual summit to be held in India later this year. India and Japan have condemned terrorism in all its forms and reaffirmed their commitment towards strengthening their bilateral relations and contributing towards regional peace. The two nations reviewed the defense and security pillars of the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership during the bilateral meeting held between Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Japanese counterpart, General Nakatani, in New Delhi yesterday.
I would like to thank the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in the wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Excellency, I take this opportunity to compliment you for your immense contribution in deepening of the Indo-Japan defense relations.
Mr. Singh condemned Pakistan's state policy of cross-border terrorism against India perpetrated through state and non-state actors. Indian Navy and Defence Research and Development Organisation has successfully undertaken combat firing of the indigenously designed and developed multi-influence ground mine MIGM. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented DRDO, Indian Navy and the industry on this achievement. MIGM system is an advanced underwater naval mine and it is designed to enhance the Indian Navy's capabilities against modern stealth ships and submarines. The Union Home Ministry has asked the states and union territories to conduct mock drills tomorrow to evaluate civil defence preparedness. The ministry has decided to organise civil defence exercise and rehearsal across the 244 categorised civil defence districts of the country. The conduct of the exercise is planned up to the village level. The primary objective is to assess the effectiveness of air raid warning systems, operationalization of hotline or radio communication links with the Indian Air Force, as well as to test the functionality of the control rooms. The exercise also includes training of civilians and students on the civil defense aspects to protect themselves in the event of hostile attack. The Government of India has conveyed its concerns in the strongest terms to the Canadian High Commission in New Delhi regarding the parade held in Toronto, where unacceptable imagery and threatening language were used against its leadership and Indian citizens residing in Canada. Sources said that India has once again called on the Canadian authorities to act against anti-India elements who spread hatred and advocate extremism and separatist agenda. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Committee for the Appointment of the CBI Director yesterday. The meeting, which was held at the Prime Minister's office in New Delhi, was attended by Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna, and the leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi. The meeting comes ahead of the end of the two-year term of the incumbent CBI director, Praveen Sood, on 25th of this month. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has urged maximum restraint from India and Pakistan ahead of a closed-door Security Council meeting to address rising tensions between the two nations. Speaking to journalists at the UN headquarters in New York yesterday, Mr. Guterres expressed concern that the escalating tensions following a deadly terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir could lead to a military confrontation. He noted that the relations between the two South Asian neighbors were at their highest in years. US President Donald Trump has announced plans to impose a 100% tariff on films made in foreign countries, escalating his trade war with other nations. The U.S. president stated he was authorizing the Department of Commerce and the trade representative to begin the process of imposing the levy. The IPL cricket match between Delhi Capitals and Sunrisers Hyderabad was abandoned due to heavy rain at the innings break in Hyderabad last night. Both teams received 1 point, with Sunrisers Hyderabad was officially knocked out of playoff contention, while Delhi Capitals stayed fifth. And that is the end of this news bulletin.